DeepEnglish.com.
Secret of All Triumphs. Active Speaking, Part D. Over the years, as Onoda continued his war against the locals, various groups of Japanese went searching for him. What did he continue against the locals? He continued his war against the locals. Over the years, who went searching for Onoda? Over the years, various groups of Japanese went searching for Onoda. He suspected they were prisoners of war, being forced to trick him into surrender. He stayed hidden. Did he suspect they were prisoners of war, being forced to trick him into surrender? Yes, he suspected they were prisoners of war, being forced to trick him into surrender. Who stayed hidden? Onoda stayed hidden. Finally, in 1974, a young Japanese adventurer named Norio Suzuki heard that Onoda was still in the jungle. Who heard that Onoda was still in the jungle? A young Japanese adventurer heard that Onoda was still in the jungle. Suzuki traveled to Lubang to find him. In just 4 days, he succeeded where everyone else had failed. Where did Suzuki travel to find him? Suzuki traveled to Lubang to find him. Did he succeed where everyone else had failed? Yes, he succeeded where everyone else had failed. He found Onoda and befriended him. He explained to him the war was really over. Who did he befriend? He befriended Onoda. What did he explain to him? He explained to him the war was really over. Suzuki tried to bring Onoda back, but Onoda refused. Who did Suzuki try to bring back? Suzuki tried to bring Onoda back. Did Onoda accept? No, Onoda didn't accept. Onoda refused. He could not forget the words of his commanding officer, Major Taniguchi. What could he not forget? He could not forget the words of his commanding officer, Major Taniguchi. He said, "It may take 3 years, it may take 5, but whatever happens, we'll come back for you." Did he say that whatever happens, they would come back for him? Yes, he said that whatever happens, they would come back for him. Suzuki knew that Taniguchi was the only one who could reason with Onoda, so he tracked him down. Who was the only one who could reason with Onoda? Taniguchi was the only one who could reason with Onoda. Did Suzuki run him down? No, Suzuki didn't run him down. Suzuki tracked him down. Taniguchi had become a bookseller in Japan, but when he heard about Onoda, he kept his word and returned to the Philippines to get him. What had Taniguchi become in Japan? Taniguchi had become a bookseller in Japan. When he heard about Onoda, did he keep his word and return to the Philippines to get him? Yes, when he heard about Onoda, he kept his word and returned to the Philippines to get him. In a face-to-face encounter, Taniguchi ordered the old soldier to finally stand down. Was it in a neck-to-neck encounter? No, it wasn't in a neck-to-neck encounter. It was in a face-to-face encounter. What did Taniguchi order the old soldier to finally do? Taniguchi ordered the old soldier to finally stand down. With his uniform in tatters and tears in his eyes, Onoda obeyed. What condition was his uniform in? His uniform was in tatters. Did Onoda obey with tears in his eyes? Yes, Onoda obeyed with tears in his eyes. He saluted the flag of his country and handed over his gun and sword. What did he salute? He saluted the flag of his country. What did he hand over? He handed over his gun and sword. Onoda explained, "Every Japanese soldier was prepared for death. As an intelligence officer, I was ordered to conduct guerrilla warfare and not to die." Was every Japanese soldier prepared for death? Yes, every Japanese soldier was prepared for death. What kind of warfare was an intelligence officer ordered to conduct? An intelligence officer was ordered to conduct guerrilla warfare. "I became an officer and I received an order. If I could not carry it out, I would feel shame." Did he become an officer? Yes, he became an officer. What did he receive? He received an order. What would he feel if he could not carry it out? He would feel shame if he could not carry it out. Onoda was pardoned by the Philippine government, but many of the local people in Lubang could not forgive him. Who was Onoda pardoned by? Onoda was pardoned by the Philippine government. Could many of the local people in Lubang forgive him? No, many of the local people in Lubang could not forgive him. His blind obedience to military orders and loyalty to his country resulted in the needless death of their friends and family members. Were the deaths of their friends and family members necessary or needless? The deaths of their friends and family members were needless. Were the deaths a result of his blind obedience to military orders and loyalty to his country? Yes, the deaths were a result of his blind obedience to military orders and loyalty to his country. Onoda returned to Japan and was given a hero's welcome. What kind of welcome was Onoda given when he returned to Japan? Onoda was given a hero's welcome when he returned to Japan. However, he struggled to settle back in the country he had sacrificed over 3 decades of his life for. Did he find it easy, or did he struggle to settle back in Japan? He struggled to settle back in Japan. How many decades of his life had he sacrificed? He had sacrificed over 3 decades of his life. He believed that post-World War II Japan had taken a turn for the worse. Did he believe that post-World War II Japan had taken a turn for the worse or a turn for the better? He believed that post-World War II Japan had taken a turn for the worse. The values of his homeland were no longer his values. Onoda then moved to Brazil and became a farmer. What values were no longer his values? The values of his homeland were no longer his values. Where did Onoda move to? Onoda moved to Brazil. In 1984, he returned to Japan and opened several nature survival camps for children. When did he return to Japan? He returned to Japan in 1984. Who did he open several nature survival camps for? He opened several nature survival camps for children. Onoda died in 2014. He is remembered by some as foolhardy, but by others as a symbol of loyalty, sacrifice, and perseverance. When did Onoda die? Onoda died in 2014. Is he remembered by some as foolhardy? Yes, he is remembered by some as foolhardy. Do others remember him as a symbol of loyalty, sacrifice, and perseverance? Yes, others remember him as a symbol of loyalty, sacrifice, and perseverance.